And now, Father, we receive today all that you have in store for us. As we look into your word, we behold Christ as he sees us in himself. He is glorified and we are the power. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. The word authority is the Greek word exousia. Exousia. All authority. It's the word that implies let me put it like this: a legal right to use power. So he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven. All power, all authority. Now remember the use of the word all. We're discussing on the topic how to prepare and flow in the believer's meeting. Glory to God.
Amen.
It says all authority. Well, we say when we look at the word all, it must be where used in context, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He said all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So therefore, we could say that the all in the authority is the heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So the all authority he's referring to is not the authority to be a policeman on the road. It's not the authority of the president of Nigeria. No. No. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do you get that? It's not the authority of the president of Nigeria. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because, you know, when they hear, before now, his apostles or his disciples had this notion, or in fact, the Jews had a notion of who their Messiah would be. Are you listening to me? Now, what they thought, or who they wanted, or who they thought would be their desire, the Jews, is someone who is going to be influential. Somebody who is going to deal with Herod for them. Are you listening to me? Someone who would deal with Herod and take away Caesar. Because they had the two most difficult guys in the earth. Herod, who is not an Israeli, ruling over them, and the whole Israel and the whole world was under the Roman captivity, under the Roman rule. Are you hearing me? At that point, and they were all under Caesar. Glory to God. So what was in their minds as their Lord, or who their Lord would be someone that will overthrow these ones. Listen. Are you hearing me? So that was what they've created as their Messiah, who their Messiah would be, someone that would take them off hardship, off difficulty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here is Jesus, a carpenter. Isn't that lovely? A carpenter. He is a carpenter by profession. Jesus had a profession. His father is a carpenter. He was also a carpenter. We'll see that shortly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was a carpenter. Carpenter? Yes. Your Lord? Yes. He wasn't working in Shell. He wasn't working in oil company. He was a carpenter. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Their idea of who a Lord would be, who a Messiah would be, is one who will see and rule the whole world.
What?
And rule the economic community of all. Hallelujah, Africa. Hallelujah. The economic activity of every nation. That was what they had. That was what they had in their minds. And that was why it became so baffling to them that the Lord God became a man. Not just a man, born in a manger. The parents didn't even have money to give birth to him in a hospital. There was no money for that. The Lord your God, yes, he was born into a poor home, poverty. Love this silence, wonderful silence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
More so, who you call, who they call the Lord God, was flogged and whipped. They saw him flogged. They saw him whipped. He didn't just decay, though. He cried. The Lord God cried. Yes, he did. They whipped him well. I was on the cross. And he died. Ah! Hallelujah. Then, 3 days after, he resurrected. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now he came to his own and taught them for 40 days. When he was done teaching them, look at Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Look at verse 6. Therefore, when they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? They still had that mentality of a what? After he was done teaching them 40 days, from scripture to scripture, Genesis to Malachi, pretext, post text, in text, out text, taught them well. In fact, Luke 24:32, the Bible said that our hearts burn within us when he opened to us the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He showed them all these things. He explained. Did that change? Which other word again? Did that change? He used every word. Hallelujah. Diamond low. He did exegesis. He broke it open. Broke it open. Opened it. Opened it. Ah! At the end of the talk, did I reply? Okay, yeah. Cool. Nice one. Nice. So, man, we now see you're a blessing to the body. You're a blessing to you. You're such a blessing. You're a generational prophet. But, sir, we are at this point to restore again to us the kingdom of Israel. So, their mind was on the kingdom. On the kingdom. What kind of kingdom do they have in their minds? They've seen Herod. Okay. They've read about Pharaoh. They've read about David, Saul. They've read about Solomon and every other king. And they needed a king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If And listen, never ever they didn't remember that the kingdom of God is men. Hallelujah. Is men. Since when you at this point were taught to us the kingdom. Look at verse 7. And he said to them, it's not for you. Hallelujah. It's not for you. In that verse 7, there's like a syntax error there. If I were to translate verse 7. Verse 8 will start from to know. Before the to know, it should end with a full stop. Verse 7 said, and he said to them, it is not for you. That was the response. It is not for you. He has answered them. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Did you get that? He said, it's not for you. We are at this point restored to the kingdom. He said, it's not for you. He doesn't know. He not told them. He said, to know The times of season where the Father has put in his authority, you shall receive power. Did you get that? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When you use the word box is the word at last. Amen. At last.
Rather.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Did you see that? Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it changes what their kingdom, what they had in mind as kingdom to be what? The ministry of Jesus, which is in mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So that is why when he said all authority, the all authority is in man, in heaven and on earth. Remember, we said when heaven, when you see heaven and earth used in the same place, it implies what? The new creation. Hallelujah. It brings to mind the Moses tabernacle, heaven and earth coming together. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 comes to play. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He says, go therefore. Go therefore and make disciples of every nation.
I'm not talking about go there.
Oh. Hallelujah. The growing of the believer.
Hallelujah.
Say, go therefore and make disciples of every nation. It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It says, teaching them to observe all things wheresoever I have commanded you. It says, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. We said something last week. We said, teaching is the way believers are trained. Believers are trained via teaching. Acts 2 verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. In the apostles' mode of explanation. Meaning they were taught. Acts of Apostles chapter 20. Chapter 19, we saw the 12 in Ephesus. In chapter 20, Paul told us he spent how many years teaching them? 3 years. For the space of 3 years, he taught them morning and evening, publicly and privately. Right? We saw Peter. He taught them publicly and privately, meaning after service. He teaches them in the service and goes to their house. History has it that when it's done with service like this, we have done. Children, brethren, the word has worked, right? Not the word works, the word has worked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children, brethren, the word has worked. As soon as you are done, going home, taking off the rice and the stew you're going to eat, you get enough. Who is that? It's Pastor Smart. Pastor, what do you think? I want to share the word with you. You now go another 2-3 hours. You now leave and go to another door. Sister, you're blessed. We'll continue service in the house. That was how they were taught. There's no time for zero. There's no time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No time for all those zero ones. God, there was no time for that. There was no distraction. There's no distraction. No Facebook. No face map. All those things were just not there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those things could be distractions if you allow them to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, teaching meeting is primary. It's the primary meeting of believers. Teaching meeting is the primary meeting of believers. And when it comes to teaching meeting, I didn't say this last week, and I need to say it. There are a lot of erroneous things going on in some churches, where what they have is now success motivation being replaced for teaching. Teaching is not teaching success motivation. It's not teaching how to become a successful minister of petroleum. It's not looking for talent in every believer. Where is your God-given talent? Topic. I know the opening scripture. And after all the old scripture you have opened, you only ended up just teaching 10 talents, 5 talents, 1 talent. And there's no place where you saw 1 Corinthians 2 of inside, your God-given gifts. You are teaching talent, not knowing what that scripture was for. Remember we said we're going to look at the parables of Jesus next year, right? We're going to go through all the parables of Jesus. We're going to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember we said parables are what? Parabole. Right? Parabole. It means what? Para and? We have another teacher in the house. Okay. It's actually para and balo. Right? Now, are you with me? Hallelujah. That word balo is what we have the word hyperbalo for. Now, listen to this. Para means to be, to place alongside. Balo means to cast. When a parable is cast alongside. So it must not be used literally. Do you understand? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you must be careful. When you hear teaching, the teaching will be teaching about Christ and Him alone. Christ and Him alone. I remember a time they wanted us to do, they said they want teachers. You know, I was a Sunday school teacher. Words, I said, words. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They wanted us to do how to get your talent or your gift from God. I was part of the first people that fought against that. I said, no. And I showed them 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I said, what I was given was that, no, you don't know these things. These are people that have been in ministry for years. Me, I know I'm a pastor. You know, I'm a pastor. He said, no problem, let me go to the internet and do. Went to the internet. When I was done feeling all those ceremonial religious things, the thing just landed me up. No, I knew my convictions, right? My convictions was, I'm not preaching for money. Listen. So when they asked me, would you collect this as offering for this? I said, no. Do you know that? So all those, my answer, no, landed me on an evangelist. Ah! Listen, you know, I knew my convictions. Listen, so my conviction was, so if you like the money part, you become pastor. You build church house. And me, I was not given to those things. If you want to build a church house, would you collect tax people to collect this and use the tax? I said, no. I was feeling it with all sincerity. And what just came out, the thing just came out, your gift is evangelist. I said, no. Evangelist stroke missionary. I said, no. Mission. I will not forget that day, Trust It Cafe. You know Trust It Cafe? If you don't know Trust It Cafe, don't worry about it. Inside the base. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I looked at it and said, no. I now went back. I started again. Listen, I started again. Filled it again. And I started ticking every part where you put money. I said, yes. Let's compromise. Yes. As I was ticking the yes, I just saw your gift. Congratulations. Your God-given gift, something along that line, is a shepherd. I said, that is it. Prince is all I need. Did you see that? Prince. You know. Just so funny. And you see the way we were taught. The people have the God has given them the talent. That your talent can be singing. Your talent can be talking. In Christ. That is not the didache of Christ. You know, before we got here, we've been teaching about what? The didache of Christ, right? Did we teach that? During the spirit within and the spirit upon? Right? Because it is flowing into what? GPLR. Next month, we will continue. We will go deeper. Hallelujah. So, it's not the didache of Christ. You remember, I told us, if your theology, if your knowledge about God is outside Christology, what you have is zerology. You don't have any story. If you have to explain anything about God outside Christ, you arrive at nothing. You only have errors, heaped upon errors. Hire me. 10 ways to become the David of your time. How to have the excellent spirit of Daniel. 7 keys to having the excellent spirit of Daniel. 1. You must learn to sow. 2. Tithe. 3. Come to church. 4. Give again. 5. Wash your pastor's feet. 6. 7 kingdom principles to be like Solomon. Very funny, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you see, that is not it. I put something up on Facebook 2 or 3 days back. A young lady who just finished secondary school approached my messenger and responded. Well, you understand that because of the hard denomination. So when she began to talk and quote Solomon and quote just one scripture I showed her. Just one. Said there's a greater than Solomon is here. Say, aha. Okay, another one. Of all men born of women, they've not arisen a greater than John the Baptist, and he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than him. Can you put one into two? Because you don't read the scriptures together. That's why you'll be looking for 7 keys to unlocking the wealth of Solomon. Hallelujah. So teaching is the teaching of Christ, the message of Christ. But we've known now.
We know the spirit within the spirit of God. We know how to be led by the spirit. We know the ecclesia. We know this. Keep knowing it. Know it again. Again and again. Know it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it is the quest for knowing things or for innovation that makes people run into errors. Yes, no. Look at Paul thought about resurrection. Right? Thought about it. Some people took it one step further. Because they want to sound unique. There is letting some people own message in the body of Christ. 13th dimension of it. 10th dimension. Those who know knows. If you don't know, hold. You have to sound unique. You want to say, this one, I own it, it's my own. No. There's no something unique here. Hallelujah. You will run into errors. Hallelujah.
If you don't know, hold your peace. Don't ask too much questions. If not, you want to be innovative. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just men wanted to be unique. They then took Paul's word a bit further, extreme. Said, do you know that Christ resurrected? Because he's resurrected. We cannot say the resurrection is past. We have post-resurrection. Error. Forgetting the Father, when Paul used that word, he has arisen. He used it in the present. In fact, everything continues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He used it in past continuous tense, something that is ongoing. Hallelujah. When Peter was to use the word, he calls it the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. He talks about our unity with him in his resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so teaching is the primary meeting of the believers. It's the primary meeting of the believers. Not harvest. Not boys' brigade, a Roman service, but teaching. You're not the one you invite 5 ministers and everybody's talking about the basket of the heavens. No. Teaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Now, also, teaching becomes the primary qualification of a minister, of anyone who wants to lead. Becomes a primary qualification. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2, speaks about a bishop. He says a bishop. Chapter 3 verse 2, he says a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, apt to teach, able to teach. That word apt to teach is the Greek word didaktikos or didaktikos. D-I-D-A-K-T-I-K-O-S. Didaktikos. It means skillful in teaching. It's one who is skillful in teaching. Meaning a bishop, one who wants to lead people, must not be a novice, must be skillful. There's something I'm going to teach us on next year, which is how to present Bible truths. We'll find time to discuss that next year. How to present, but there's a way you should present it. Don't just be throwing around cliches. Bam, boom. Jesus is the only thing in the Bible. Every scripture talks about Jesus. That is a twin bomb. Time bomb that you can explain. Hallelujah. Sorry. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it talks about every believer. 2 Timothy 2, 4. I mean 2 Timothy 2, 24, sorry. He said, the servant and a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach. Patient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a believer must be able to teach. A believer must be able to teach. In 2 Timothy 2, 2, he said, the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, said the same, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Meaning, teaching is to produce teachers. Listen to me. Teaching is to produce teachers who will teach others. And those others will also grow to teach others. So teaching will produce teaching. So you have thoughts to teach. And that is growth. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 4, 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. So teaching is primary to the believer. We have other kinds of meetings. We said it last week, we have prayer meeting. We have the evangelical meetings. We will all go out like we did yesterday to win souls. We have the healing meetings and we have the Holy Ghost meetings. We have the Holy Ghost meetings. That word Holy Ghost meetings.
You know, there are people who have turned Holy Ghost meeting to where they will put anointing oil inside the bowl. And they'll be using it to rub your head cross. That is not the Holy Ghost meeting. Do you understand me? That word Holy Ghost meeting is a word coined by Kenneth Hagin. Bro, Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah. You know, there's some people who, yeah, I'm going for Holy Ghost night. Did I just say that? Going for Holy Ghost meeting. Before I run into some issues, I'm still young in ministry. Very young, very young. I'm still an embryo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going for Holy Ghost meetings. And what they end up doing is just see people, it's time for anointing oil. You know, if you are in the wind, you can't say that. Right? Right? Can you say so? Anointing oil. No. Hallelujah. So that's the Holy Ghost meeting. No.
The Holy Ghost meeting is a believer's meeting. The Holy Ghost meeting is a believer's meeting where teaching is given first place. I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost meeting is. Teaching of the gospel is given first place. I wrote something. It says you are taught well. That emphasis is very important in my notes. You are taught well. The Holy Ghost is given free course. In the Holy Ghost meeting, teaching is given first place. That is, you are taught well. The Holy Ghost is given free course. We minister one to the other. We minister one to one another. And we leave through the door with joy. Hallelujah. Amen. We leave through the door with joy. That said, we said in preparing for a Holy Ghost meeting, you do what? What do you do? Say you have a desire. Was that what we said last week?
Yes, sir.
Must have a desire. You must have a desire in preparing for the Holy Ghost meeting. I will say that desire will stir you up to pray. You spend days. For our ministry, as we walk, as we get prepared for Saints Community Church Believers Convention, organized by Saints Community Church, rather, Wednesdays to Fridays, we'll be fasting, and Wednesday to Friday, so we'll meet in that venue. We'll be fasting and praying. Hallelujah. And we'll get prepared. Because that desire will cause you to pray. Hallelujah. You pray for such meeting. What do you pray for? You pray out your expectation. You pray out your expectation. You pray out your expectations. Hallelujah. Because in such meetings, we have something to give and much more, a lot to receive. In the Holy Ghost meeting, we have something to give. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost meeting is a believer's town hall meeting. Are you hearing me? It's a believer's town hall meeting. There's no paparazzi there. No, everybody has something to receive and give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone, because as we sit there now, we are all in a dance hall meeting. We edify each other. So therefore, you will drop your rank. In Mami Market, I'll come. You don't need your rank there. You don't need your status in the economy there. You don't need your car keys there.
We come together as believers. Are you hearing me? We come together as believers. On equal terms, because we are on equal terms.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And in preparing for such meeting, we say you must have an honor check. Right? We say that, right?
So you must have an honor check. Do an honor check. In Mark chapter 6, the Bible says they were offended at Jesus. Right? It says, this is not the carpenter.
They knew his strength. They knew his brothers and sisters, James and Joseph, and his sisters. They knew his mother. Mama and ye picky where they sell oil from Mamima tent. They knew him well. They know his history, her history. This man, I remember, they know him well. They know her well. He's not Garu, but Garus. Yes, they know him well. You know, sir? They know him well. You must do your honor check. You cannot be coming for a believer's meeting and you are calling a brother on only. How can you receive? Yes, now. Because all you would have is Oloye. He's in the motor park. Hallelujah.
You can't come for a believer that you're calling somebody Fruebe. Is that a tongue or a language?
That's right.
Do you know why? Do you know why I'm bringing this? Because to fall into the familiarity zone, it just takes a little knowledge about that you have about the person. It's very easy for believers to fall into the familiarity zone. Very easy. And listen, if familiarity draws down your honor, it shows how babyish you are. So, I actually mention those names that some of us are very known to because it's easy.
Which one do you want to tell? A disciple and
you know that whatever. When you start saying, yeah, this is not my disciple, my cell member. What do you want to tell one? I beg you. Did you see that?
I've been in ministry for 30 years. I want you, were you not the soul I won on Sunday? Because you're not speaking small tongues. I want to tell me,
yeah, some people get offended. I've come to understand that those that get offended is when they are told the right things. How does it know? How does it know? You know? How does it know? No. Hallelujah. Maybe you are still cracking your head. Speaking in tongues very well, speaking in tongues, and he just knows how to just flow. You are still, because of the familiarity issues you have, the honor, the low honor, or how should I say low honor now? The honor, the dishonor that is in your heart is blocking you. The only thing you are seeing is bed inside roof. Bed.
Oh, sorry. Hallelujah.
That's the only thing you are seeing.
I said, bro, do you know any bed? It's not bed, you know.
Just the name of the bed, I don't pitch it. Bad.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, familiarity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, they were offended at Jesus.
And the Bible said he could not do any mighty work there. In fact, he said he marveled at their unbelief. This horror will set a man offended. Look at John. After John has spoken about Christ the way he did, because Herod's son, the new Herod, has taken him. And he expected Jesus, you know, Jesus, the Messiah. Remember their notion about, you know, when a Jewish person hears the Mashiach, the Messiah, what comes to their mind is what?
a supreme ruler like who?
David. Do you understand? That's what comes to their head.
So they say, ah, Jesus is around and I'm in prison. Sometimes it's just like, oof, and Herod and all this whatever are gone. He now said, go and tell him. Do you understand? Are you the Lord? Or are you the Christ? Or we should expect another one? You that you have just said. Did you get that? And Jesus told his disciples, go tell John what you see and what you can see. The blind eyes are open. The deaf hear. He said, did you get that? Hallelujah. And said, blessed is he who is not offended at this. Meaning John was offended. That is what dishonor will do. You get offended. Just like Peter. Peter in Matthew chapter 16. Jesus just commended him. Jesus just commended Peter. After he released Rema, said, thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God. Wow, is it blood and blood? I said, bread. Flesh and blood, I've not revealed this to you. Say, but my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. He said, not Peter the rock will help, but upon this rock, which is the rock there, signifies his resurrection. Right? That is the rock of his resurrection. And say, upon this rock I'll build my church. Say, the gate of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he went ahead to talk about his death. And Peter dragged him to one side. Because you are now close to Pastor. Pastor has given you a word. And now said it in front of you. Well, this is my right hand brother. When he gets to the key. But he gets to the keys, you turn the keys to the He has the protect. You know, after praising him in front of congregation, he thinks they've now become the same man. He now dragged him to one side. The Bible says he rebuked. Maybe at that point, go and go like, Master, you don't share. Ah, why do you say you die? Don't you know confession realities? He was offended. And Jesus says, Satan, get thee behind me. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Jesus unmasks Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Peter's words and action. Say, thou art an offense unto me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, you do a honor check. Romans chapter 12. He said, let love be without hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. You can go there. Romans chapter 12, verse 10, 9 into 10. He said, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Say, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Did you see that? Glory to God. So honor is important.
Glory to God.
These are things you must settle in your heart. Learn to switch in with your words. In preparing for a believer, you switch in with your words. Learn to switch in. You are going for a believer. You are switching. Today I receive all that is. You know, I try as much as I can before I get up to talk to us, to teach us anything, to say that to myself. I say it with boldness. You know, I say that as a teacher. And when I go into any, going for any meeting, any service, I say this to myself. I receive all I ought to receive as I get to church today. I said that you switch in to believers' meetings now. Believers' meetings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I function in utterance today as I get to church. No, sir. I'm a blessing. I'm blessed and I'm a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are saying those words. I'm a blessing. The gift of utterance.
is functioning truly. Revelation gives that expressed fully, truly.
Tell us how you say those words. Hallelujah.
The power gift that expressed fully, truly.
Yes, yes. I receive and I'll have what to give. I receive and I'll have what to give. Today, today. You know, I'm a source of blessing and I'm blessed. Listen, you're switching into such things. There's no dishonor on my part. There's no dishonor on my part. I walk in love in the meeting. I walk in love. There's no dishonor. There's no dishonor on my part. Hallelujah. You don't switch in. You switch in, so in into such meeting. You switch in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at the first Holy Ghost meeting in scriptures. Acts chapter 2. First recorded. Is the first. Acts 2. He said, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with tongues, not other tongues, with tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Question. What did you find predominant in these verses I read?
What did you find?
They.
One. Something else. Someone else.
One accord.
You find those two words predominant.
Hallelujah.
One accord. It means they did things together. They did what they did together. They were in one accord. That word, one accord, will come alive shortly. Very clearly. They were in one accord. Meaning, they spoke in tongues together. They did things together.
When you hear the word they, meaning they were all doing the same thing.
In a believer's meeting, the Holy Ghost meeting, you don't have people doing, you follow the flow. Hallelujah. They were all doing the same thing. In Acts 4, 24 and 31, you find that they were doing the same thing. They prayed together. They were doing the same thing. So one accord. Hallelujah. Remember I told you that word one accord will come shortly. Let's say that. Look at Paul's explanation in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23. He says, therefore, if the whole church come together in one place. Now, one accord means you are in the same place.
Are you hearing me?
You are not trying to download the message. You are in the same place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One accord. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues. Take note of that word. And all speak with tongues. Is that one accord? They all speak with tongues. And they come in, those who are uninformed, the unbeliever. Will they not say you are out of your mind? Take note of this word. It's coming out again shortly. Verse 26. How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edification. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we all come together, right? And Paul shows us that the sole aim is of what? Edification. Hallelujah. So, edification is why we gather as believers. We don't gather for showmanship. It's not a show. There's no Don Jazzy coming. There's no basketball coming. So it's not a show. It's not a show. It's a believer's meeting. So because it's not for showmanship, in a believer's meeting, because it is not for showmanship, therefore, in a believer's meeting,
clapping is disallowed. What is disallowed?
Clapping.
Man, what gives a prophecy? You think he gives a word of prophecy? Oh, glory to God! So accurate. It's not showmanship. Why are you clapping?
Why are you clapping?
That word clapping is used 11 times in the whole Bible. 11. In fact, let me give you a shocker. In the New Testament, the word to clap is not found in the New Testament. What does that show you? The clapping is not part of the church. It's not part. In fact, in the Old Testament, where the word clapping is used, in Job chapter 27, verse 23, I want to show you. He said, men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Is used for mockery. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Do you get that? Used for mockery. In chapter 34, verse 37 of the same Job, for he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands amongst us and multiply his words against God. He is used in mockery against God. Do you see that? Read it well. Say, for he has rebellion to his sin. He's adding rebellion to his sin. By what? By clapping his hands amongst us. Did you see that? Did you get that? Hallelujah. In Psalms 47, verse 1, what all we've seen is used for what? Rebellion. Not negative, rebellion. It's used for mockery. Psalms 47, verse 1. Okay, let's read. Say, oh, clap your hands. All you people, shout to God with a voice of triumph. You say, hey, man of God, this one is not mockery. Wait. Are you a Pentecostal? Calm down. Say, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King over the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose your inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Look at verse 3. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. So it is used in mockery to the nations that will be put under their feet. Did you get that? Why are they clapping their hands? Because he will subdue their enemies under their feet. Are you following that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Lamentation. In fact, once you hear Lamentation, you should start lamenting. Lamentation 2, verse 15. Before we get to Lamentations first, get to Isaiah 55, verse 12. Isaiah 55, verse 12. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, right? And the trees of the field. I used to remember years back, we used this for prayer. You didn't remember? And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The question is it to praise you or to mock you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do we say that? Look at verse 13. He said, instead of thorns shall come up the cypress tree. Instead of a barrier shall come up a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. In Lamentation, let's quickly rush to Lamentation. Lamentation is after Jeremiah. Chapter 2, verse 15. All who passes by clap their hands at you. Is it to praise you? What next? They hiss and shake their head. Ah! Oh my shield. At the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that is called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? I said it like I was there, right? Glory to God. Ah! Okay? And you want to be clapping. Ezekiel 25, verse 6. Don't worry. I'll give you the rest. You'll go and study. Let's look at two more. Ezekiel 25, verse 6. Aha! Aha! Verse 25, verse 6 says, thus says the Lord, because you clap your hands, stamp your feet, and rejoice in your heart, in heart, with all your disdain for the land of Israel. Indeed, therefore, I will stretch out my hands against you, because you clapped. It's used for mockery. Chapter 6, verse 11. Ezekiel 6. Go back to Ezekiel 6, verse 11. He said, thus says the Lord God, pound your fist and stamp your feet, and say, alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. It says, alas, pound your feet in verse 11 means to clap. It used to strike your hand. That is to clap. Do you understand? Used in mockery. You find it again in chapter 21, verse 14. Ezekiel. Chapter 21, verse 17. 22 verse 13. You don't have it again in Nehemiah 3 verse 19. So that word is used for mockery. So in a believer's meeting, you don't clap your hands. I know there are some people that use their hands when they sing. In fact, somebody now said something one day. That's funny. Say, you know, when you clap your hands, blood flows into your body. Keep quiet. Hallelujah. Let it flow. Is this the way that it flows? Is it not flowing? Beg it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't try to do such things. As someone say, the medicine of speaking in tongues. See, say, scientists have discovered. It's none of my business. Don't get involved in that. I am. I don't get involved in that. Hallelujah. So in believers' meetings, you don't clap. Yes, I understand when you don't have music. If I want to use your hand to form beats, well, here we don't use our hand. We form beats that our mouth is beat. Hallelujah. But you don't clap your hands in the meeting. Except you are asked to do so, either to welcome someone. Do you understand me? But not in service to the Lord. You don't do it. So in a Holy Ghost meeting, you don't clap your hands. It's a warning I received from Kenneth Hagin through Pastor Shelby. Do you understand? So you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. And truly, When you receive such instruction, what do? You follow. Right? You are doing it before you repent. Was I doing it before? I can't remember. Was I? Were we? Were us we? Hallelujah. I can't remember again. So what do we then do? In fact, I told somebody, okay, was it here I said it? You don't dance. But if you go through scriptures, you're not giving instructions to dance. So what about Thanksgiving? They dance in party, disco hall, not in the church. In fact, while we're growing up, there was one useless song. It's like church. See, I was always saying, man, I danced the devil to shame. Hey! No. Second, inside church. Second, what they dance inside local bar. Is church your bar? In fact, some people have now, they'll start doing dancing inside the church. Say, it's time to give the Lord a dance offering. You know, when David danced, when he danced, he clothed his war tongue. And when you want to now sing, is Latin. As Latin's clothes on, it's like church. It's like church. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you want to do that, go to the weddings. Go to the party. Yes, now. I was in a party a time ago, and I did this. Inside there, I danced. The body, hair. No, inside church. You're not doing the body inside church. Inside church. And it's funny. We don't have such instructions. Say, sir, you went for a party. Jesus went too. Following my master. But the party will not overtake the work of God. Aha. Glory to God. I will not take my time for prayer, study, if I did. Hallelujah. Okay. I went. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But not nightclub. Are you hearing me? Wedding. Mine is interested to wedding. Wedding. Glory to God. Okay. Let's go ahead. So we don't have such an instruction to dance. That was service, man. I danced. In fact, the Jesus said, the Holy Ghost moved. Now, don't just take that word first. Get to know what is the Holy Ghost moved. See, when I was dancing, the whole long line, when we wanted to go and do Thanksgiving, when I was dancing, I popped them for 2 minutes now. Now, wow. When I come to church. See, I just go from dance combat. Ah! Hallelujah. Sorry is your own. We don't do that. We don't have such an instruction. So what do we then do? We've seen what we don't do, right? So what do we then do? In fact, in the New Testament, when that word dancing was used first of all for Herod's daughter. Have you seen Jesus danced? Disciples danced? No. So they gathered together and they danced. So what do we then do? Is dancing a sin? I didn't say so. In a believer's meeting, you must understand we minister one to another. In the Holy Ghost meeting, we minister one to another via the gift of the Spirit.
We minister one to another via the gift of the Spirit. In Acts of Apostles chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas, via the gift of the Holy Ghost, Paul and Barnabas were launched out for ministry. In fact, let me not put Paul and Barnabas. Paul to be assisted by Barnabas. Because if you read that account very well, he didn't say they called Paul and Barnabas together. There was no such a place where Barnabas was called. But we saw where Paul was called in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, right? Glory to God. Verse 2, and as Acts 13, 2, and as the minister of the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said did not mean, it's not Nigerian movie. Where cloud now, brother, separate for me. Paul, yes, Paul. No. It came via utterance gift. Utterance. Meaning there was someone there that said, they had the word. They had the word of prophecy. Hallelujah. And he said, the Holy Ghost said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Hallelujah. To which I have called them. And what we have note of in Acts 9 was Paul called into the ministry. Right? Hallelujah. So Barnabas was an associate to Paul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Very important. So they received words to launch them out to ministry. That was not where Paul was called. Hallelujah. Aha. Glory to God. So in a believer's meeting, through the gift of the Spirit, ministries are bettered. The sick is healed. Direction is received. Facts are made known. Instructions are received on what the Lord will have you to do. I'll take it again. In a believer's meeting, the Holy Ghost meeting, through the gift of the Spirit, ministries are bettered. The sick is healed. Direction is received. Facts are made known. Instructions are received on what the Lord will have you to do. On what the Lord will have you to do. In believer's meeting, we flow with the current of the Spirit. We flow for the leading of the Spirit. We receive direction. We receive leading. We receive leading. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, after believers' convention, into some few weeks, we'll be having before December, we'll be talking about how to follow the leading of God's Spirit. You know, we've spoken about the leading of God's Spirit, right? We're going to look at how to follow it. How to follow it. Because it's very important. Because we receive leading. How to walk in this leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So in a believer's meeting, we flow with the current of the Spirit. I know we live with joy. We live with joy. Rejoicing. Because joy is the character of the Spirit. It's the nature of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, we spoke about one accord. Meaning we are all doing the same thing. If everybody is standing, you stand. If hands raise, your hands are raised. Kneel, people, or if everybody is kneeling down, you are kneeling down. You are flowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are flowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the Holy Ghost meeting, the Spirit is giving free course amongst us. He's giving free course amongst us. Free course. We rejoice. We laugh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are we doing when we rejoice? What are we doing when we laugh? You know, when we come together as believers, when we come together as believers, we come to celebrate our common identity. When we come together as believers, we have a common identity. What is that common identity? Salvation. The resurrection of Christ. So we come to celebrate it.
Yes, sir.
And how do we celebrate our salvation? How do we celebrate it? You know, when the writer of Hebrews was writing Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, 23, and 24, he said, you have come into Mount Zion. To the city of the living God. Say to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Say to the general assembly of the firstborn. That word general assembly is the word used for a feast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We come to celebrate our salvation. Glory to God. Jesus speaking about salvation in Luke chapter 10. As I begin to round up. In Luke chapter 10. They came back from where he sent them. He gave them delegated authority. When they came back in verse 19, he said, behold, I give you authority. He's telling them, say, behold, I give you authority to trample upon serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. He said, nevertheless, you know, when they came back, they were rejoicing. They were happy that demons are subject to them. He said, master, demons are subject to us. Malaria left, cancer went. You know, cancer, left, HIV is healed, crippled, walk, blind, see, deaf, hear. In a normal Pentecostal setting, it's something to rejoice over. Right?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice. They were rejoicing. That a Man U fan is not an Arsenal fan. They were rejoicing. They were rejoicing. And Jesus now rebuked them. No, you've moved from fry pan to fire. They don't try to manage Man U. I heard that their new name is Man Useless. To Asna, those ones are gone. Glory to God. How can they be redeemed if they don't come to the sky, Chelsea? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, never to worry, we help them that they don't go for relegation. So, you know, Jesus rebuked them for rejoicing over sickness. Say, but it's something to joy over. You know, depending upon his yes, you know. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice not that the demons are subject to you. Hallelujah. And was he blind? He was blind. You cannot see. Yes. And never begin to dance. No. Do not rejoice over that. He said rejoice. He now tells us what to rejoice over. Hallelujah. Look at it very well. He said, nevertheless rejoice the spirit. Rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That is salvation. Salvation is eternal truth. So that is why we rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice for eternal truth, for salvation.
Glory to God.
Jesus changes their thoughts, changes their thinking about rejoicing. And this is why when he ascended out of their sight, and when he was taken out of their sight, they rejoiced still in Luke chapter 24. Why would they rejoice? Because they know he lives in them. Hallelujah. Yeah. Salvation. We rejoice for eternal truth. Joy is the character of God. In Zephaniah, he said he will joy over you with what? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy. That is the word agalio in the Greek. Agalio. In the Greek. Is the word that implies to. Okay, it's on the word.
Let's not go into deep orders. From the word.
Okay. The word agalio means to throw one's leg in an uncoordinated manner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's some people I saw somebody saying he's doing agalio. Look at what person is doing. Say, is this agalio? This is coordinated, I hope you know. It's not agalio. Hallelujah. I learned from the two best. They are just two best. Okay, let me not. Yes, they are the two. I learned from the best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kenneth Higgin and Pastor Shevin. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ha ha. Glory to God. So, you know, is. That is agalio. When you throw your leg, what is that word again? In reckless abandonment. He just abandoned it. Glory to God. You know what a God is used for a little child when a little child tries to walk? You know how a little child tries to walk? Wants to fall? Do you understand? You know, little children, when they try to walk and they want to fall. Now, this time you're not falling. Hallelujah. In reckless abandonment. Hallelujah. And you cannot say you are, I just rejoice. And you're. No! Laughter comes with it! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God! Hallelujah! We are doing the same thing.
Ha ha ha!
Hallelujah. So why are you just smoking?
We should be in one of four.
That for before you all started laughing, somebody led it. Someone led that in front of first responder. Hallelujah. In a believer's meeting, there's always a first responder. That one responds to the call of the Spirit, and everybody flows. He leads the flow. Hallelujah. He leads the flow. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you don't go for a meeting like believers' convention and have a good time. You don't go for somebody to have good times. No. Holy Ghost meetings, when you go for believers' meetings, you don't go to have a good time. In fact, you go to receive a mandate. When you go for believers meeting, you receive a mandate. Make sure you come back with a mandate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That one skipped while I was teaching. So I said, I'm going to let us know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's be on our feet. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go now. Glory to God.